Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, my guest is Chris Abbati, who is the PR representative for Ceramic Tiles of Italy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Kemp.
Yeah, thanks for getting with us on the phone today. I know you're up. I guess you're up in New York, aren't you?
Yep, I'm in New York, absolutely.
Okay, and you're getting ready to jump on a plane because, and so am I, we're headed over to Bologna, Italy for the largest ceramic tile show in the world, which is called Cersei. That's next week, right?
Yep, it starts next week. And, yeah, my bag's packed, and I'm ready to roll. It actually begins next Tuesday, and it will run through the weekend. And it's in Bologna, which is a wonderful city.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's throw some stats out. I mean, this 84,000 people come to this show.
Yeah, it's a tremendous show. It draws from all over the world. There are over 1,000 exhibitors, and they are a mix of ceramic tile manufacturers as well as bathroom furnishings. I don't know how many pavilions there are. I want to say like 25 pavilions, and each one is kind of packed with great product and new trends, et cetera. It's fantastic.
A lot of people may not know. I want to remind them that when it comes to the dollar value of imports into this country with ceramic tile, I mean, the Italians are still and have been for a long time the leaders.
That's right, Kemp. We've been active leaders in this market for decades, you know, just really committed in terms of our distribution and in terms of our new product development. We're very committed to this market and have been for decades.
And actually, when you think about it, there are companies that are Italian-based companies that are over here and have established themselves and actually manufacture in this country. I'm just to mention them. I think we've got Marazzi and Florum, Panaria, which is Florida Tile. They've just built a huge plant in Kentucky.
Right.
And even Graniti Fiandre, I believe, is.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the Italian, you know, the Italian-leaning companies have seen an opportunity to, you know, to do some production in the States as well, so they will have an actual production facility, distribution network, and American entity, and so the distributors can buy either from their U.S. facilities or from Italy, and there'll be a mix of products across both companies.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that makes the Italians such leaders in this marketplace?
Well, I've been working with them for about 20 years, so I would say that I am just continually amazed at how focused they are on design and on both the design of the products and then the technical and sort of technological innovations that they've brought to the industry. They are really innovative, and I think that the market in general recognizes that and appreciates that kind of excellence on both the design and the production side of it.
Most of the stuff that is sold in this country is porcelain tile, which qualifies to be used both in residential and commercial environments. When you look at tile, when you put that down as a flooring, it probably has the longest life cycle of any other flooring product.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I've always been amazed, I mean, when I first really started working with the industry, you know, porcelain was primarily being specified for malls and really sort of high-traffic commercial installations. And I think that as the technology advanced, and truly I think the Italians are the leaders there, they were able to add more and more decorative elements and bring down the cost of production for porcelains. And so then they became more and more capable of selling them and distributing them to residential settings as well. So now you will see amazingly decorative, super thin, super sized porcelains that could be used facing in kitchens as, you know, actual flooring inside and out, where people are using porcelains to come inside and then go right out onto the terraces because the water absorption level is so low. So the possibilities with porcelain have just been endless.
Well, one of the neat things about the Italians is they understand that flooring is a fashion business. And I mean, when you look at the pillowed edge, the metallic look, if you just leave it up to a lot of the floors you see in America without some of this foreign influence, I mean, take for in the carpet industry, I think 80% of the carpet sold on residential is beige. When you start looking at what the Italians are doing to flooring and the influences they have, they really are on the cutting edge of the design. And the neat thing about going to this show, and I'm looking forward to going, is you see, not only do you see people who are in the channel as far as selling tile, but you see a lot of designers that are going over there to get ideas that inspire them with other type of textures and materials.
Yeah, there's just a lot of kind of cross-pollination. You know, when you look at the trends in the flooring industry coming from Italy and Europe, I mean, you just see a real connection to what's going on in fashion in terms of textures and patterns. So when you go to Cersei, you're really seeing the full kind of spectrum of design possibilities, and it is exciting to see that.
There are some designers, some famous world designers that are going to be doing presentations at this show, right?
Yeah, our keynote is Renzo Piano, which, he just finished the Modern Wing in the Chicago Art Institute, and he's just an amazing Italian architect. He did that New York Times building in Manhattan, and he doesn't speak that often, so we're really excited he's going to be talking about, what's going on in architecture in general, and we're going to be able to actually sit down and talk to him as well. I know that there are, you talk about the cross kind of pollination with the fashion industry. There's also a good number of furniture designers that, coming from Milan and from other parts of the world that are also designing now for ceramic tile. And so I know that, like, Patrizia Urquiola, who's a really well-known, actually Spanish designer, is doing a big new collection for a company. We're going to go meet her and look at her new designs that she's created. They're also doing something on kind of living, I think it's called building, living, thinking, and they're looking at different ways of living and using, architecture and building products. And one of the focus sessions is going to be on living in the desert, and we're bringing an architect from the U.S., Michael P. Johnson. He's Arizona-based architect who just has used flooring, tile, porcelain primarily, in amazing architecture, and he has used it in exterior cladding and in a rain sheet kind of outside of buildings, as well as indoor and outdoor. And he will be talking about what he's been doing in the desert parts of this country with tile, but also talking about some of his colleagues throughout Arizona and the Southwest and how they're using flooring in innovative ways. So I think that's going to be a particularly interesting session.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to the trip, and I'm also glad that you're going to be leading the way since you know how to speak Italian.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll take you to all the best places to eat. The food's amazing, too, just so everyone knows. Bologna is known as the capital for food in Italy, so you do eat well if you go to the show as well.
Well, I got to say, just in closing, I know it's Wednesday and the show starts next Tuesday, but if those listening in any way, any chance you can, if you haven't already planned on going, if you can run over to Bologna and take a look at this show, it'd be definitely worth your effort, especially if you're looking for inspiration in the design area.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can even go towards the end of the weekend and then, travel on in Europe afterwards, so it's absolutely worth a trip. If you can't make it this year, I'd plan for it for next year. It's every fall at the end of September, last couple of days of September, first couple of days of October. So you can go to trisai.it for more information.
Okay. Well, Chris, I appreciate you being with us this morning. I've been talking to Chris Abate, who is the person in charge of public relations for the Ceramic Tiles of Italy, about the Trisai show, which starts next week. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.